Today is June 23rd, 2011, and this is GACI's podcast on prevention models working in California. This is Maria Colina from Government Action and Communication Institute, also known as GACI, and joining me is Linda Schack, Program Manager at the Prevention Institute, who is with us today to share a few examples of prevention efforts working in California. Linda?
Thanks, Maria. In California, we have a growing number of communities focused on community prevention. And what community prevention means is efforts to keep people healthy in the first place. We have a growing body of research that shows that the places where people live and work and play and learn matter, that they influence and shape the health and safety of residents. So I wanted to provide you with a few examples. For instance, community advocates across California are coming together with statewide advocacy groups as part of the Joint Use Statewide Task Force. And the Joint Use Task Force is looking at how to open up existing public spaces such as schools to create safe places for kids and families to play. In Santa Ana, which is a community that has virtually no parks, a community-based organization called Latino Health Access has come together with their local school district and their Parks and Rec department to implement an agreement that will allow the school to operate as a park outside of school hours. And how wonderful that now those children who didn't have a park to play in now have a place where they can go to be active. And another example is from Santa Clara County, where the Board of Supervisors has recently passed three new no-smoking policies. One of those policies is a multi-unit residence policy, which prohibits smoking in duplexes, condominiums. This is an important policy because we want to ensure that families living in multi-unit housing are breathing in clean air and staying healthy. And additionally, many communities across the state are working to improve access to healthy food. And one of the ways they're doing that is through expanding farmers markets. In Fresno, for instance, the zoning laws that they had in the city made it difficult to create a farmers market within the city's low-income southeast area. So city groups worked with the city council to make changes to the zoning code so that they could place a farmers market in that neighborhood. Nearby Merced County, advocates worked to create a farmer's market within a flea market, which was already serving as a bustling hub for residents on weekends. And to ensure that low-income residents would have access, they set up the farmer's market to accept SNAP electronic benefit transfers, formerly known as the food stamps program. So as you can see, these are just a few examples of innovation happening in California communities that are making it easier for people to live healthy lives. And the work happening at the local level really goes hand in hand with the approach our state has taken to look at how, through legislation and through administrative action, we can keep Californians from getting sick and injured in the first place.
That was great information, Linda. Thank you so much for taking the time to highlight this issue. If you're interested in learning more about prevention, please call 510-444-7738 or visit www.preventioninstitute.org. If you'd like to hear more podcasts of this nature or have any comments or questions, please go to www.gacinstitute.org or call 916-966-6643. Thanks.